Thank you very much. With your permission, President, I'd like to start also on behalf of Switzerland to express our sincere condolences to the government and people of Japan, and in particular to the family and friends of the late Prime Minister. Mr. President, back to the resolution, we have conducted co-sponsors meetings, held three open-ended informals, as well as numerous bilaterals with interested delegations. We have done our best to be transparent in the way we were progressing on the text, as well as in accommodating different views. We are convinced that the text before you is a fair reflection of these negotiations. If consensus was possible in 2018 and 2020, it is ever more important that it be preserved today. Since yesterday, when we circulated oral revisions, we continued to engage. The oral revisions before you contain additional revisions for your consideration and adoption. With the changes made to PP 30 and PP 33 respectively, we are happy to inform that Amendment 5 will be withdrawn and that the text as a whole, L16 as orally revised, can be adopted without a vote. We thank the delegations of China and the Russian Federation for their contribution to this positive outcome. There are still five amendments on the table. L56 on terminology would change the nature, scope, and spirit of the resolution. L57 and L59 aim, in our view, to shift the focus away from states and putting responsibilities on the organizers and leaders of protests. L58 has been maintained despite the changes made to PP 42. And finally, L61 aims to change the ask of the resolution. We call on all members of the Council to preserve the consensus achieved, to support L16 as orally revised, and not to support the amendments. Thank you very much for your attention.